This is a story about a girl named Lucky. Early morning, she wakes up. Knock, knock, knock on the door.
大家好，这里是凯瑟琳升职记，我是 Francie。首先我们来复习一下上一期学过的内容。上一期中我们学到 The company seems fishy， 这家公司听起来很可疑。在今天的故事里， Catherine 面试的这个公司中可谓是人才济济，她的竞争者也都很有实力，她觉得自己被录取的希望很渺茫，心情有点沮丧。 Jenny 便给她打气说， Every cloud has a silver lining。 Catherine 心想，这找工作怎么和云扯上关系了，便问 Jenny。
The interviewees are so competitive that I feel there is no hope for me to be hired.
Honey, you should know that every cloud has a silver lining.
What does it mean? Does job seeking have a relation with the cloud?
No.I mean, there is always a turning point in your life. You shouldn't give up.
Catherine 说， The interviewees are so competitive that I feel there is no hope for me to be hired.
面试的人都好厉害呀，我觉得我肯定不会被录取了。
Jenny 说， Honey, you should know that every cloud has a silver lining.
亲爱的，你要知道黑暗中总会有一些光明的呀。
Catherine 问道， What does it mean? Does job seeking have a relation with the cloud?
什么意思呀？找工作和云有关系吗？
Jenny 给他解释说， No, I mean there is always a turning point in your life.
不，我是说生活中总有转折点。
You shouldn't give up.
你不要放弃呀。
Every cloud has a silver lining.
黑暗中总有一些光明。这句话其实是一个谚语，意思是每朵云都镶有银边，就是说再困难都有过去的时候，都会看到光明的。
Now, let's come to English drama. Maybe I can't pass the exam. My opponents are all excellent.
Amanda, every cloud has a silver lining.
Thanks for listening today. Bye. Night.